This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of 1 Peter 3, 1 through 6, we saw that a woman's greatest asset in her relationship with her husband is her inner spiritual beauty. This quality is the result of putting hope in God, being submissive to your husband, doing what is right, and not giving way to fear. Peter continues in verse 7, "Husbands, in the same way." In marriage, it takes equal effort on the part of husbands and wives to cultivate a healthy relationship. I could also say it takes equal initiative. You see, what Peter is saying is that a woman should not wait for her husband to do his part before she is willing to do her part. She should take the initiative to do her part. In the same way, a husband is to take the initiative to do his part. He is to be considerate toward his wife. This includes an intelligent awareness of who his wife is, that is, understanding what makes her tick, what drives her, what does she value or appreciate, as well as what are her limitations or needs. Husbands should periodically take time to contemplate how precious their wives are and find ways to show them respect and give them a place of honor in their minds and hearts. Most men don't really know their wives, and consequently, often don't know how to show them how much they appreciate and love them. Though wives might physically be the weaker vessel, in many ways they complement their husbands where they have deficiencies. As believers, both husbands and wives are equally heirs together of the gracious gift of life. Make sure you celebrate what you share in common in your marriage.